What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we were talking about this Reuters poll that found nearly half of Canadians want all of the people coming across the border illegally to be deported. We hear that in a lot of places, especially these refugees and illegal immigrants convicted of crimes. Everybody's saying just kick them on back to their home country. That is now getting to be a little bit more difficult because, according to this article over in 12160.info, 30 countries from whom these illegal immigrants and refugees are coming are refusing to take them back if they're convicted of a serious crime. And it raises another possibility why this refugee, illegal immigrant situation has been so out of control. Remember back when the United States allowed refugees from Cuba to come to Florida? Happened a couple of decades ago. And it turned out what happened was that Castro went down to his prisons and he emptied them. And he took all those hardened criminals, drug criminals, murderers, rapists, and he put them all on boats and said, you go 90 miles that way, you're now the problem of the North Americans. And that is why Florida has been a hotbed of crime and corruption since. And we have to recognize the possibility that when all of a sudden Europe's borders opened up and America's borders opened up, that all of these countries like Syria and Mexico and wherever, their government said, we've got an opportunity here because we've got this huge incarcerated population of dangerous criminals that it is costing us a huge amount of money to keep in prison and feed and house. Let's just put them on a bus and send them to the border and send them over. And now it's the Americans' problem to deal with. And it's the Europeans' problem to deal with all these criminals. And all we have to do is simply refuse to take them back. And that right there goes a long way to explaining why this refugee migrant situation has turned out to be such a disaster for the people already living in these targeted countries, Europe and the United States. More rioting going on in Paris. Looks like a war zone. They've now got protective fences around things like the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre. Apparently, the police are being firebombed. And apparently, the migrants, the refugees, are being joined by left-wing activists now. Over in Italy, there was a TV film crew that encountered a gang of African migrants selling counterfeit goods at an illegal street market. The Africans attacked the film crew. They got the footage out. Doesn't look very good. Over in Philadelphia, they're talking about canceling Cinco de Mayo because everyone's afraid of deportations at the event. Well, if you don't want to be deported, don't come here. See, there's where the Clinton campaign really did a tremendous disservice to the illegal immigrants. The liberals want to say that everybody's being racist and insensitive. No, it was Hillary's campaign and the liberals who were insensitive. They lured the people up here with promises of free stuff, eventual amnesty, a path to citizenship. And they lured them up here so they could vote in the elections, encouraged by the president of the United States himself, Barack Obama. And now that Hillary failed to steal the election, these illegal immigrants are in a very, very serious, dire situation. And these illegal immigrants really ought to focus their anger on the political machine that played them for suckers, that simply used them for their own political ends. Terry in Wisconsin, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was listening to RBN yesterday, and a guy was talking about this United Nations 71.1 resolution and how it's like they've kind of made the decision to flood all the different countries with people from all over the world. And I just wondered if you can comment on that?
Well, that's a continuing part of globalism, because what they want to do is basically take all of the different people of the earth and blend them together in order to erase any sense of a regional, cultural, historical identity. Because if you're in this mass population that's all blended together, and hang on a second. I have to pick something real quick. No, because if you have a strong sense of who you are, okay, then you're much easier. You're much more difficult to control, because you've got a sense of self, a sense of identity. And in order to make the human race easier to control, they're trying to get rid of our identity, of the icons on which we anchor our sense of self. They went after the flag of the Confederacy was the beginning. Now they're out there saying that simply wearing red, white, and blue is racist, which is going to be a real shock for the Harlem Globetrotters, who are black, very good at basketball, and their uniforms are red, white, and blue with a little gold.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Just when you're dealing with this United Nations, like the Small Arms Treaty, and how they were really trying to get that pushed through, and somehow it's not been, you know, pushed fully through. Is there any way that we could combat this 71.1 to turn that around?
They can put out the resolution. It has to be ratified by the member countries, and right now I think they're going to have a very hard time getting that ratified and voted for by certainly the European members of the General Assembly. And even those in the Security Council. So I don't think they're going to get forward with it. The reason the Small Arms Treaty failed was that it's actually aimed at personal private ownership of firearms, but it was realized that it would also seriously impede the providing of weapons into areas of conflict, and that's why that one didn't go anywhere.
I was not aware of that. I'd like to say this. You're really a fountain of information. I really enjoy listening to you in Wisconsin.
Well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here. Do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates just rejoining our network. Now, here's apparently another little scam going on. This is from 12160.info. Apparently, Muslim migrants have been caught taking their food stamp money, paid for by you. They go over to Walmart and bulk buy items to get that price break. Then they take them over and they resell them in their own little ad hoc stores. And so they're making money off of all of this, and you ultimately are picking up the tab. Whether it's the food stamp money that's spent at Walmart to do the bulk buying, or the food stamp money that's being spent at the store repurchasing the items. We're not seeing a huge amount of ethics, if you will. And again, going on back to that idea that probably all of these other countries took advantage of Europe's open borders and the United States open borders as an opportunity to empty their prisons and get rid of their prison populations of criminals, the way Castro did when America allowed Cuban refugees to come to Florida. I think that probably is a good reason why we've seen this huge crime problem in all of these places, whether it's rape, drug running, burglary. Now, getting on back to Rush Limbaugh, and like that previous caller, I was a big Rush Limbaugh fan back in during the Bill Clinton, the first Bill Clinton year. And then when Rush Limbaugh refused to deal with the evidence of a second gunshot wound on Vincent Foster's neck is when I kind of stopped listening to him. But I'm starting to pay attention again, because he's starting to come out with some things that I do agree with. And so Limbaugh, this is reported in Breitbart, Rush Limbaugh is saying, we are on the verge of a genuine constitutional crisis. And he's talking about these federal judges who are trying to obstruct Donald Trump at every turn, in terms of his policies, especially with regard to immigration. And Limbaugh is out there saying that, you know, they're trying to set limits on the president's power down the road. Now, current presidents are already a little more powerful than they were intended to be by the Constitution, by virtue of endless emergency measures and declaration of a national emergency for this and that, and the president has become a lot more powerful than they were supposed to be. But I do agree there should be limits on the president. And there are limits on the president's power. It's called the law. But it's one thing for judges or Congress to block the president when the president violates the law, and quite another for the judges in Congress to violate the law themselves merely to oppose President Trump. And we are seeing that on full display with this Ninth Circus Court of Appeals and all these other judges who are out there trying to claim that Trump's immigration ban violates the Constitution because everybody on planet Earth has a natural constitutional right to come to this country. It's nonsense. They're making it up out of thin air. Only legal citizens of the United States of America are protected by the civil protections of the Constitution, and frankly, they're not very good at that when you look at how openly they violate the 4th, 5th, 9th, and 10th Amendments. But to claim that the Constitution gives citizens of foreign nations a right to come here is nonsense. I dare anybody to show me that. And remember, the United States Supreme Court has already said aliens, meaning citizens of other countries, are not protected by the Constitution. Now, when Title VIII was passed, which gives the president the right to block certain categories of immigrants, nobody kicked up a fuss saying it's unconstitutional. They're just making it up now and hoping that the American people, especially the younger Americans, dumbed down by Common Core, won't realize they're simply lying when they say that citizens of foreign countries have a natural constitutional right to come to the United States of America. They do not, they do not, they do not. Period. End of discussion. But Limbaugh is correct. If these people do not back down, we're going to have a constitutional crisis, at least if not an outright civil war. And while I would welcome a constitutional crisis to shake things up and possibly open a door for the blueprint for the new America, I don't want to see a civil war in this country. Especially because if the U.S. is still mired in all these wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria and Libya and Yemen and who knows where all else, and we get a civil war in this country, the nation will not survive. It cannot possibly prevail in the foreign wars at the same time it's dealing with a civil war in its own country. Trying to remember, there was one of the Roman emperors had to deal with that. Civil war at home, foreign wars basically accelerated the downturn of the Roman Empire. All right, we're going to grab a real quick phone call here. Mark in Philadelphia, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. My main point of calling in is about the USS Liberty, a very interesting aspect of the USS Liberty. But before I get to that, it's interesting to note, I don't know if you guys got any Dunkin' Donuts over there in Hawaii, but what I've noticed is the Dunkin' Donuts that are here in Philadelphia, where you go in to get a simple cup of coffee, it's quite the ordeal because the people behind the counter cannot understand simple English.
Yes.
And what I notice is that this certain particular group, which, by the way, Dunkin' Donuts are 90% of them are independently owned franchisees. So I've noticed a particular group is behind the counter, and I guess it's not a problem for them that that I have to bend over backwards to communicate with them on a simple order. But I say that some of them might have gone. Do you think they got under the wire during the Clinton administration with the H-1B? Visa rubber stamp program?
Well, the H-1B visa program was supposed to be focused on bringing people with necessary skills to this country, like computer engineers and so forth. We don't have Dunkin' Donuts here in Hawaii, but we do have the problem of going into retail establishments and simply not being able to communicate with the people behind the counter. And what is really angering about that is when you're trying to communicate with them, they're speaking to you in their home language as if they expect you to already know it. We used to see this all the time in Southern California when we lived there. But again, going back to Teddy Roosevelt, you know, you're welcome to come to the United States as long as you understand you're in the United States. And we have a language here called English, and we have a certain set of laws that must be respected. And these retailers, I think, are under the illusion that by hiring these people for much less money, maybe even under the counter, that they're going to be more profitable. The opposite is true. because when I go into a retail establishment, fast food place, store, whatever, and I cannot make myself known to the people on the other side of that counter, I turn around and I walk out, and I do not go back.
All right. And, well, I recently called Dunkin' Donuts headquarters about that issue. But here's something deeper. Accenture was a part of that. A company called Accenture was a part of the rubber stamping, getting the guy named Gupta, who later got in some trouble. But he made a sweetheart deal with the Clintons to rubber stamp the Indians to come over H-1B visa program. Now Accenture is pushing this biometric thing for the immigrants to make sure that they, you know, with biometrics we can surely vet them. Accenture is behind that, from what I just heard. Anyway, on to the Liberty. The Liberty, 2 weeks ago, here, synchronicity, man, it's happening all the time. I come across an older man who was wearing a veteran's hat, and he was my elder, and so I had opened the door for him. I was at a shopping center, and later, I came across him a little bit later, a few minutes later, and he was sitting on the bench, and I happened to spark up a conversation with him. Lo and behold, this man knew about the USS Liberty. He was a radar man on another ship, on a communication ship like the USS Liberty, but he was in from mid-50s through the early 60s under even though he was in the Navy, it was a secret deal under the Department of the Air Force. Okay? So but anyway, he told me, informed me about these ships. He said, "Yeah, I know about the USS Liberty. It was the same type of ship we had." And I said, "What ship was that?" He says, "They were leftover Liberty ships." I said, "Liberty ships? So the USS Liberty was also a Liberty ship."
Yep.
And people may not know this, but the Liberty ships, they made a whole lot of them, and they made them really fast. Now, get this, Mike. I don't know if you're aware of this. Most of them were made in about 3 to 4 weeks, but some of them were made as little as 4 days. He said. I said, "No, you can't be." I said, "Maybe the keel,
There was actually one Liberty ship, and they did it as a demonstration. They put on like 4 cruiser. They did it in 48 hours just to prove it could be done. And the concept of the Liberty ship was really kind of brutal. The idea was we could build cargo ships faster than the Germans could sink them. That was the thinking behind them. And, of course, huge numbers of losses in the maritime marine there. But getting on back to the USS Liberty, at the end of the war, a lot of those hulls were still sitting around, and they were repurposed for these intelligence gathering ships. Okay?
Now, get this, and here's the important point. The important point is the hull integrity. He told me, he says, on his ship, they had to take it back to port 4 times to have it rewelded because it would get cracks in the hull. Now, here's the miracle. What's the miracle of the USS Liberty being attacked? It's got a gaping hole, like 25-foot diameter hole in its side, but the Liberty did not sink. Now, had that ship sank, you and I would not know about it. We wouldn't have heard a lick about it because all the men would have died. But I say it's an intervention, maybe call it from God, that it's a great opportunity to do a great reveal on who our supposedly our best ally is, really who they really are to us.
Well, so, every year on the anniversary, we make a big deal about it. We get some of the surviving Liberty crew members on there in terms of why the Liberty didn't sink, even given the cheapness of the hull. It all depends on what internal modifications they made. Because the Liberty ships were originally cargo carriers, and obviously to be an intelligent ship, they have to put in new decks, new bulkheads, new walls. And so we don't know. Without the blueprints, we don't know why. But we do know that despite Israel's best efforts, the Liberty did not sink, and it was this huge embarrassment for Israel and the Johnson administration. Anyway, got to let you go here.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the phone call, because we're running out of time. We're going to start with Steve in California. Steve, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, I have to up what your last caller talked about, communication, how important it is, and he's ordering at a restaurant. And I'm going to tell you what I have to deal on a daily basis of trying to take a health history in an ICU from a patient's family member who speaks zero English, and I have no translators left in the hospital because they're all used up. And I have to resort to a child who understands English and Spanish to get a health history from a 10-year-old on their mother and father, asking very private questions. That is amazing that this is happening, but there are so few translators in a hospital that I actually have to resort to finding a housekeeper who understands English who can translate for me, which is really not legal.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, we have to take a break for commercials. Going to have to let you go. We'll be right back.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And just a little anecdote. Only just yesterday, my lovely wife took me out for a brunch. And the restaurant we went to, I'm not going to name who they are, but apparently the language skills there were so lacking. I got served the wrong thing. I got something other than what I'd actually ordered. And frankly, it had taken so long to get the meal to me, I just said, I'll just go with this, because if you were to take it back and get me what I originally asked for, I'd probably starve to death before you got here. All righty. Now then, turning to other events, Great Britain will officially cease to be a member of the European Union next week on March 29th. That will be it. And then, of course, there are all the negotiations where the EU is going to try and find some way to get their talons back into Great Britain, because nobody ever leaves the slavery of the European Union. The globalists are in a panic right now. It's all starting to fall apart. And I'm looking at that and back to these hearings that started this morning where they were out there screaming up, Russia's the adversary. Russia's the adversary. Russia supports Brexit. Russia supports independent nations. How could they? They're not even hiding the fact that they're trying to push forward with this idea of a one-world government, one-world private central bank, to whom you will be a debt slave for the rest of the human race. Now, for some reason, the EU is actually meddling outside the EU, and they've been basically sticking their nose in over in the Philippines. Now, remember, the Philippines and the U.S. have lost their very previously cordial relationship when Obama went down there and tried to chastise the Philippine government for its very hard approach to the problem of drug smuggling and drug selling. And Obama literally said, no, 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 you got to go gently on this people. You got to go gently on these people. We love our drug smugglers and drug dealers here in America. And that really brought an end to the relationship between the U.S. and the Philippines. Now, the EU has been sticking their nose in, and Duterte is saying, mind your own business. You know, this idea of these globalist empires sticking their nose into other countries, it's time for it to stop. It is time for it to absolutely stop. And they're absolutely right about that. Now, I'm opposed to a one-world government for a variety of reasons. First and foremost of which is that if you have only one government for the entire planet, there are no restraints on it. If that government gets it into its head that it wants to exterminate three-quarters of the human race just so that there's more grass in front of their palaces, they'll do it. There's nobody there to stop them. Second, if there's only one government, then there's no latitude for social experimentation to perhaps experiment with a new way of organizing society that might actually be better. That was what the American Revolution did when they cast off British rule. They sat down and said, let's try something new and experimental. Well, let's have a nation without a private central bank. Yeah, let's do that. Let's have a nation without a state religion. Yeah, let's do that. Most people reading the history of the American Revolution do not comprehend just how revolutionary the young United States was in the eyes of the established order back then. And until the established order were able to come on back in and re-corrupt the young United States of America, it proved it could work and be a better nation for its people. Why the European money junkies hated it so much. Now then, let's talk a little bit about computers. Apparently last year there was a company that for some reason got it into their head to develop a USB stick that has some added electronics inside where if you stick it into a USB socket on any kind of device that takes a USB drive, it would fry it. Apparently, it stores up the 5-volt charge in some capacitors and then zaps it back on in, burning out components on the motherboard. Why anybody would think about this. But apparently, they've now come out with version 2 that's even more dangerous. And they're saying, we're only doing this to prove that you shouldn't plug in USB sticks you find on the street. And, of course, that's always good advice because one very common trick that cyber criminals like to do is plant malware on USB drives and just drop them all around the targeted building, knowing that one idiot will pick it up and say, ooh, a free USB stick. I'm going to plug it into my computer. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. naturesyouth.com. Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at the Fox News feed here right now, and they're discussing a phenomenon called the informal sanctuary city. Now, as you know, anytime a mayor or a governor stands up and says, I refuse to enforce federal immigration law in my jurisdiction, they are committing a felony violation of the immigration laws. And so what Fox is talking about are communities that don't publicly say they're sanctuary communities, but internally they are still obstructing federal immigration. So this sanctuary problem may be a lot more widespread than we might think. Based on those who actually come on out and say, I defy the authority of the immigration and so forth and so on. All right, let's talk about health science right now, as we tend to do in hour number three. Story coming out of governmentslaves.info, once again talking about the Gardasil shot for the human papillomavirus. And it's supposedly the only form of cancer known to be contagious. But what the people pushing the Gardasil vaccine don't mention is that HPV is easily defeated if you have a normal functioning immune system. of the 120 different strains of HPV, only about 15 are carcinogenic. The HPV vaccines, which have never been proven safe or effective in any clinical trials, literally take a shot in the dark at a couple of those strains, much the way they do with the annual flu shot, where they'll just say, we think maybe these strains of flu are going to be the problem, therefore this is what we'll sell you. And definitely what they're not telling you is this enforced shooting of Gardasil into young girls, and they're talking about doing it to boys now, who do not have cervixes, I might add. These people are suffering paralysis, brain damage, sleeping sickness. More than 10,000 adverse events have been reported from victims of the HPV vaccine, including blood clots in the hearts and lungs, anaphylactic shock, loss of muscle use, and seizures. And they're saying there's really no valid reason, legitimate medical reason for this. It's just another product line. And here's where it gets interesting. Supposedly, the Gardasil shot is only good for 5 years. And they're recommending young girls be given the first shot before the age of 10, meaning by the time they're old enough to reasonably become sexually active, the first shot is gone anyway, before they're even likely to be exposed. And then you're supposed to get the second shot. And it's a very expensive shot. And the practitioners get half that money. There's a financial incentive to stick needles in your children. There's some money. There's some more money. There's some more money. There's some more money. There's some more money. It's all about the money. Now, if you are as old as I am, you will remember the thalidomide scandal back in the 1960s, where there was this thalidomide was being given to pregnant women in several countries. The U.S., thankfully, was not one. And it triggered an epidemic of serious birth abnormalities. And it was a big scandal and stink at the time. Well, apparently there is a new scandal and cover-up regarding a medication called Primidos. It's a super-strength hormone pill prescribed by general practitioners. And they're saying this may have actually resulted in even more birth defects than thalidomide did. Basically, they've done a study. Professor Bill Inman did a study on this and said 1.5 million women given Primidos were 5 times more likely to have a disabled child than those who didn't take the drug.
But it makes money. Don't you understand? It makes money. And as long as it makes money, that's all that really counts, because that's all that counts in the United States of America, making money. Don't you love money? We love money. Certainly we do. That's why we set things up the way we have. We're going to force you to take medication. There's a whole raft of new bills in state legislatures mandating vaccines, 10, 20, 30, 40. Kids are going to look like a pincushion. But it's making money. And if your child should happen to become sick or permanently disabled, well, that's good for the economy, because now you're going to have to pay for extended supportive care for the child. See, it's good for the economy.
It really is out of control here. Now, the United Nations has announced that the world is undergoing the worst global famine, the worst food crisis since World War II. And it was pretty bad back in World War II. And I think it's exacerbated not just from the war zones, not just the loss of all the available farmland to bomb craters and chemical weapons. But we've had these disasters like the Gulf oil disaster, which has toxified the seafood in the Gulf of Mexico, and Fukushima, which is rapidly toxifying the seafood in the entire Pacific Ocean. So what are they doing to fix these problems? In the case of Fukushima, there's nothing they can do. They're just changing the rules so that food corporations can feed you artificially created junk. Remember the movie Soylent Green? We're kind of getting into that territory. According to the FDA, Pop-Tarts are healthier for you than avocados. I'm not kidding. According to the United States Food and Drug Administration, Frosted Flakes cereal and Pop-Tarts are healthy food avocados are not because they contain too much fat. Well, not all fats are created equal. Remember, they were doing saturated versus unsaturated fats. Right now, under FDA guidelines, you're not allowed to have more than 3 grams of fat. And that means products like almonds and avocados, which have enormous health benefits, are unhealthy by the FDA's standards. But sugar frosted flakes and Pop-Tarts have the FDA's seal of approval. Now, a lot of this has to go back to the reality that we see these fads every once in a while, masquerading as science. Back in the 1970s, the low-fat diets were the fad, the trend. The trend is my friend. And back then, they were selling the idea that the fat in your food is what made you gain weight. Now, we know that's not automatically true. And basically, even Time Magazine ran an article saying that eating butter is actually good for you. Fat is not your enemy. Your brain needs a certain amount of sugar and fat to function correctly. The fats found in nuts and avocados are very healthy for you, but the FDA thinks they're unhealthy. We know now that a large part of the obesity epidemic in the United States of America is linked to chemicals added to food by food manufacturing corporations. Aspartame, supposedly an artificial sweetener and previously a known neurotoxin, is being sold as a diet aid. But people who are drinking sodas laced with aspartame develop a craving for real carbohydrates. And they actually start eating more. That's why the supermarkets will have these little bundled deals. There's a liter of diet soda with a big bag of corn chips. Because they know you're going to drink the diet soda and you'll eat the corn chips and you'll be back at the store the next day to buy more of it. Monosodium glutamate. There's a real problem there. There are so many people who are opposed to it that food manufacturers now have a list of almost 30 different euphemisms that they put on the ingredients list on products. So they don't actually say MSG or monosodium glutamate. They'll have things like autolyzed yeast extract. Because they don't want you to know it's in there. It's sold as a flavor enhancer, but what it really does is it scrambles the brain signal that says, I have had enough to eat. So if you're eating food that has monosodium glutamate in it, you will go on eating way past the point where normally you would stop. That puts on the weight. Then we have all of these hormones that are being injected into beef cattle and chickens. And if the hormones are not fully metabolized at the time the meat is being harvested, then you eat that as well. And your body will respond to the growth hormones more or less the same way the chickens and the cows do. So, now, as you know, not too long ago, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation had a consumer protection show, came on out. They went over to Trent University in Ontario with samples of the chicken meat from various fast food restaurants, and using DNA testing, they found that most of the restaurants, when they said this is a chicken patty, that is in fact what you were getting. The one exception was Subway, where they had the chicken patty and the chicken strips, which both tested to be almost 50% soy protein. Subway is now fighting back, saying that their own laboratory that they've hired says it's all chicken. And they're now going to take the CBC to court, and they're seeking millions of dollars of damages, $210 million in damages, to get CBC to shut up. I think we need some third-party DNA labs to go on out and do a test. Because we've seen this before. Companies that want to sell faulty, unsafe, dangerous, unhealthy products, and then they use the courts to force everybody to go along with them. Subway lost a lawsuit last year when they talked about the footlong sandwich, and then people went in on there with a tape measure and said, this is not a foot long, and they lost that one. I'm not going to go to Subway any longer. The last time I went there, you could taste what it was full of fillers of some kind. It tasted almost pasty. I think one of the reasons why restaurants are in such trouble in our economy is, first of all, people don't have money to go to restaurants, but more and more people just aren't trusting what's coming out of those restaurants. Food supplies to restaurants in the United States of America are held to even lower standards than the food sold at the supermarkets. So you're automatically better off going to the supermarket, or even better, to your local farmer's market. Buy fresh, organic, right out from the ground, right from the cow, right from the chicken's rear end, and cook that up and eat it, and you're going to be in a lot better situation than dealing with all of these chemicals that the stuff is saturated with. Next time you go to the supermarket, everything you put in that cart, before you put it in the cart, take a magnifying glass along with you, because they use a really tiny font. Read what's on there, and you will see all kinds of chemicals, this and that. And Claire and I, these days, we follow a very simple rule. If we cannot pronounce it, we're not putting it in our mouths. Now, some food companies are getting the message, and you're seeing the ingredient list shrink down to things that you could actually say, yeah, this is real food. There are now products out there that will actually say on the front, no added monosodium glutamate. Now, they're is naturally occurring monosodium glutamate, but it's microscopic amounts. You don't really need to worry about it. I do. It's a migraine trigger. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the hijacking of the public school system by corporate interest is running apace up in Canada, because apparently Syngenta, Bayer, Dow, and DuPont are sponsoring what's called the Agriculture in the Classroom program, which will provide teaching materials and visiting lecturers to go into classrooms to tell the children GMOs are perfectly safe. Glyphosate is perfectly safe. You've got nothing to worry about. And when you're out there and somebody says they're not sure, you can tell them that you heard it from your school. GMOs are safe. And anybody who says otherwise, they're a tinfoil hat wearing wingnut kook conspiracy theorist, and you shouldn't hang out with people like that. Even our public school system is being turned into an advertising platform for the large corporations. Now, interestingly enough, over at naturalnews.com, there's a report from an EPA scientist, an actual scientist within the EPA, saying that when you apply glyphosate to food plants and to food, they actually spray the produce with glyphosate because it keeps it looking fresher longer. It actually leaches minerals out of the food and holds them in solution on the glyphosate. When you wash the glyphosate off, and you'd better do that, you're leaving the food deficient in minerals like zinc and magnesium that you have to have. Remember that old series of TV commercials about a margarine product? It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. It's not only not nice, it can be very, very dangerous here. Now, NASA has managed to duck serious budget cuts on Trump's new budget. The axe did fall on all of the global warming stuff. The Earth climate probes, many of which were found to be sending back totally bogus data anyway, those have hit the axe. The program for the asteroid snatcher is being cut, and I think the reality is there that we know there's a risk from an asteroid hitting the Earth. It's happened many, many times before. There are over 100 surviving asteroid craters that have been found on Earth. Many of them are buried. You have to identify them by finding coesite and suivite on the surface. It has happened. It will happen again. But at this point, the Asteroid Snatcher program hadn't really come up with anything that looks like it could really work to prevent an incoming asteroid. So I'm sure academics will continue to debate it. But I think it's better that NASA be turned back into a civilian technology incubator to develop the new technologies, the new materials, the new science on which new industries, new products, and new jobs can be based. Because remember, the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s was forged in the fire of the Apollo Moon Project. And we need something like that again to push us out ahead, to leapfrog over the rest of the world and regain our leadership in high technology manufacturing. So I'm fully on board with that. I'm very much in agreement with that particular Trump policy. Russia has now started production of its next spacecraft headed for the moon. They got the funding. They got the blueprints. They're beginning. They're recruiting cosmonauts. They're getting ready for a new age in Russian space exploration. Good for the Russians on that one. Boy, I remember how exciting it was in the 1960s. Mercury, Gemini, Apollo. It gave you something that you could really feel good about the United States, even as Vietnam dragged on, political leaders are being assassinated. You could still cling to that space program as a point of national pride. I look around the country today, I can't see a single thing to really feel incredibly proud about in terms of the United States. What are we proud about with America? I don't know anymore. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
In Aloha America, welcome back to the show. And getting on back to BBC and giving them credit where credit is due, they do have some amazing documentary series about life on Earth and nature. And I've always admired those, and I admire the crews who go on out and get the footage. I'll tell you from personal experience, it's never as easy taking the pictures as the final edit makes it look. And a good illustration of that is apparently a BBC team was up on Mount Etna in Sicily documenting the current eruption when a new vent erupted literally in front of them. And part of the camera crew and a bunch of tourists got pelted with these extraordinarily hot rocks, some head injuries, burns, cuts, and bruises. And apparently some of them had to be evacuated by helicopter. So it is a high-risk business. Now, Mount Etna, of course, is a highly explosive volcano. A lot of gas mixed in with the lava that can be let go. Like if you shake up a soda pop bottle and you open it, it's going to erupt. Here in Hawaii, on all our volcanoes, they're not explosive. And that's why they felt it was okay to put a national park down there, which doesn't mean you should ignore the warning signs. Don't walk beyond this point. But you're far less likely to have rocks thrown at you when you're taking pictures here in Hawaii. And I've shot a lot of pictures and videos down there on the Big Island. It is amazing. It is amazing down there. Now, up in Churchill, Manitoba, even though this is officially the first day of spring, they're facing another blizzard. They had one 2 weeks ago. Right now, the supermarket grocery shelves are bare because they got shopped out for the last blizzard. They haven't been able to get a lot of trucks into there because the roads are still closed, and now they have a new blizzard coming on in. Gosh darn, that human-caused global warming. Now, apparently over in Washington, the warm February triggered the cherry trees to start blossoming, and the cold snap that just came on in has just killed them. And that, of course, means they're less decorative. And, of course, without a proper cherry blossom, you don't get an eventual cherry there as well. Getting on back to the world of computers, there's apparently a new malware out there by somebody who's a dedicated Star Trek fan. They're calling it the Kirk ransomware. And they have all the Spock decryptor, Monero, the low orbital ion cannons, and I guess they're having fun, but of course, like any other cyber criminal, they're making the rest of us absolutely miserable and humiliating the FBI, CIA, NSA, who cannot seem to find these people. Now then, BBC reporters apparently presented evidence to Facebook that pedophile groups are using Facebook to communicate, and the BBC journalists who were preparing a show on this sent some of the child porn they found on Facebook to Facebook last week. Facebook turned around and reported BBC to the police for having these pictures. In other words, Facebook is far more concerned with shutting down a story about pedophilia in its website than actually shutting down the pedophilia. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. Got to do the Jim Goddard show up there in Vancouver. We will be back tomorrow, Tuesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices. Share what you know with everybody that you know. We're in a fight with the corporate media and the deep state for the future, not only of our nation, but of the entire planet. I need your help. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.